Psalms, the 39th Psalm. Psalms 39, if you have your place, won't stand with us, an honored reading of God's Word. The Bible says, I said I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing. The fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity, Selah. Surely, every man walketh in a vain show. Surely, they are disquieted in vain. They heap up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb, open not my mouth, because thou did it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the billow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity, Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. I want to preach a few minutes tonight, if God will be our help, on this thought, a disturbing silence. A disturbing silence. Now, if we look at this, we see that the Bible teaches us here that David had sinned. And we all know what sin it was. And God was chastening him for his sin. I want to say I thank God for chastening power of God, don't you? When we do what we do wrong, we mess up. God convicts us of it. He chastens us. He shows us the error of our way. That's what God does. See, God was correcting him. God was chastening him because he loved him. Amen. The only reason he's our Heavenly Father. He's just like a father here on earth. We chasten our young'uns because we love them. If we didn't love them, we'd just let them run amok. That's what's happening in the world today. I say, well, I ain't going to correct my kid because I love them. Amen. I want to say, if you don't correct your kids, you don't love them at all. Amen. You love them when you correct them. The Bible says that. The correction is a sign of God's love. Look at Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews chapter number 12. Verse number 5, the Bible says, And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every man, every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom his father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which correct us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they verily in a few days chasteneth us after their own pleasure, but he who for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. So what he's talking about here is a chastening from the Lord. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it's not ever fun to be chastened of God. No, it's not. In order not to be chastened of God, you just have to behave yourself. Amen. We can't rebel against God. We got to just do the things that He says to do. The writer of Hebrews was telling us that God chastens everybody that He loves. Amen? And He loves us enough to chasten us, to get us back on the right path, praise you, keep us going in the right direction. There is a way that seems right, but I want to say today, there is a way that is right. Amen? And it's the way that the Lord tells us to go. So we see God is chastening him. We see here David's life was a disturbing silence from the Lord. And it was a chastening from God. And you say, well, preacher, what's the answer to this? The answer is just to submit to the will of God. Amen. When we submit to His will and we put all of our faith and trust in Him, praise God, then He begins to lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Praise God. You say, preacher, if we submit to the will of God, and then what? Praise God. When we submit to the will of God, then we let Him have His way in our life. I mean, there's a whole lot of folks, a whole lot of us probably, at times in our life, we went our own way. Amen. The worst times of my life was when I went my own way. I took off by myself. I took off on my own. Thought I knew what I was doing and got away from the Lord, away from things of God, and away from the church house, and away from the Word of God. Amen. And it turned out to be the worst time of my life. And I took whippings for it. I was chasing for it. Praise God. I've told you the story. I was working on my building on a Wednesday night, putting on shingles in my workshop, and I heard the bells ringing at Mount Sheba Baptist Church. God smote my heart and said, son, what are you doing up there on that roof on a Wednesday night when you're to have your family down at the house of God? And it smote my heart. I mean, Lord, hey, that wasn't the first time. God had been dealing with my heart for a while to get right and get with God. Yeah, get back to God, get back in church. Amen. Praise God. And you know what I did? That next Sunday, I went back to church and I ain't been out since. Praise the Lord. That's what God did, amen, through ringing of a church bell, praise God. And they said, let me just tell you about these crazy people we got in this world. They're wanting to outlaw church bells. You know why? Because it brings Holy Ghost conviction to a neighborhood. Amen. You say, how do you know? Because I is one. Praise the Lord. It was that Holy Ghost conviction, a church bell, praise God, that chastened my heart and told me I was out of the will of God. I was going the wrong way. I was messing up. And God come to where I was on that Wednesday night, praise God, redirected my path, praise the Lord, run through my heart and showed me how much He loved me, how much He cared for me, what He wanted to do for me. He knew I couldn't do it by myself. He knew I'd need help along the way. Praise be to God. He knew my family would need something. He could fall back on one day in a little while. Praise the Lord. So He got this old boy and He redirected the path and He showed us the way we need to go. And it's been worth, praise God, it's been worth every mile. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say it ain't been hard. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard. Amen. Sometimes it's hard to do right. Amen. Sometimes it's hard to live right. Sometimes it's hard to stay focused. Amen. The world's pulling us in so many different ways. You know why church houses are emptying out today? Because Daniel said in the last days, people will be running to and fro. They're running, they're chasing, and they're trying to find something that they'll never find in this world. The only thing they'll ever find it in is Jesus Christ, their Savior, praise God, when they set their hearts and their mind on Him. Amen. It's the only way we'll be ever get back to where we need to be. Praise His holy name. When we let Him have His way. And you see, David was worried. He was fretting. Because God had been silent for a while. Amen. They hadn't heard from God. God hadn't spoke to David. And it worried him. Amen. I ask you a question tonight. If God don't speak to you for a few days, does it bother you? A lot of people say, well, preacher, God don't hardly ever speak to me, so it don't bother me if He leaves me alone for 2 or 3 weeks or a month at a time. Man, I tell you what, I'd be like old David. I'd be a fretting and a worrying if God didn't speak to my heart, Brother Robert. Amen. He didn't show me, praise God, where I was at and where He wanted me to be. Praise God, pretty regular. I'd be a worrying. I'd be a fretting. I'd be trying to figure out what's going on. You see, I believe old David, I believe he was getting concerned about himself. I believe he could get concerned about himself spiritually. I believe he could get concerned about himself physically to the point he was wondering. He began to think, I ain't heard from God. I wonder if I'm going to die. Amen. I got to think about it. Boy, if I didn't get to hearing from God pretty often, I was just wondering if He was just through with me. Hello? Amen. Hey, guess if God gets through with you, you might not be around long. Amen. Hey, praise God. I want to stay in line with Him. I want to stay in His will, praise God, so He can continue to use me so I'll know I'm needed. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't want to be set on a shelf. I'm afraid I get set on a shelf, He might just put me in the ground. Amen. So I don't hinder the work. But we see that God began to deal with him. And David began to question himself. If you look back in Psalms 28, David was asking a question. In his sickness, he was wondering about what was going on. And it says, unto thee, Psalms 28, verse 1, unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. I see David was worried. He was concerned. He said, I ain't heard from you, Lord. I don't want to be like those that go aside, that's cast down into the pit. Lord, I want to know that I'm with you. And I want to know, well, glory. And I want to know that you're with me. And we're going to just love on each other. And we're going to help each other. And we're going to encourage each other. And I'm saying, Lord God, I know you're able. You're the God of heaven. You're the God of glory. You're the God of my soul. You're my ever-present help in the times of trouble. And Lord, I know you're there for me. Amen. He wasn't going to forget, let God forget where he was and where he wanted to be. Amen. Say, hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hand toward thy holy oracle. David fell in a prostrate of praise, laid out before God. And begs God, say, Lord, would you listen to me? Would you listen to me one more time? Would you hear from me one more time? Would you listen to what I got to say? Amen. Verse 3 said, draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in her heart. He says, listen, I'm not like those folks. He said, I'm not nothing like them. Praise God. Lord, I love you and I want to serve you. I know I've messed up. I know I've made mistakes. And God, I want you to forgive me and I want you to help me. And I want you to lead me out, praise God, so that you can lead me in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Old David was a running the bases like a baseball player. Praise God. He was looking to slide into home. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise and magnifying God. Amen. He said, give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up. Amen. You talk about a spiritual discernment. David was looking out in a time of distress and he was seeing how things were going. And he said, hey, listen, Lord, I want you to know I'm not like them. Praise God. I may mess up, but I realize it. And Lord, I just come to you with supplication. Ask you to touch my heart, God, and bring me out. Lift me up, God. Bring me out and put my feet upon the foundation. That foundation's so sure. That's so pleasing to you. It's a godly way and a goodly way. And Lord, that's where I want to walk. Amen. I wonder, if we just be honest with ourselves. I wonder how many people, Dave, Brother Robert, want to walk a godly walk. I mean, just really desire to walk a godly walk. Yeah, I believe most people, they say, well, I can take it or leave it. Amen. I'm just telling you the truth. People I run, people are supposed to be church people, and they say, well, I can take it or leave it. You know, I go to church, I don't go to church, it don't really matter to me. Something's messed up. They're missing something, praise God. I'm glad I got something that's better. But David said, this is the way they are. But I said, I don't want to be like that. Amen. He said, he goes on in verse number 6. And he says, blessed be the Lord because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. Amen. Praise God. He said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him. And I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. See, the silence is broken in David's life, praise God, and all of a sudden the joy bells is going off in heaven, and the joy bells, hey listen, they may not be in a big high choir, run over to his house, come to the king's palace, and set up before him, and get to praise and give God glory, and then set up songs unto God, but praise God, they was joy bells that was going off down in his soul, praise Lord, that's the ones that make the most difference, is the ones that goes off in your soul, in my soul. Oh, praise God for God's glory. Amen. God Almighty gets glory. And he moves upon us one more time. He said, the Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Now watch what he says, verse 9, he says, save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Amen. He said, glory, hallelujah, Lord. He said, I knew you was there somewhere all the time. He said, I never doubted it. I knew you was there with me, praise God. Hey, listen, there was a silence before God. Amen, before David. But praise God, God began to speak and David began to listen. Amen. Let me say something tonight. You can't argue with God. When God begins to deal with us, praise God. Amen. Bible says here that David was silent before God. Amen. He never said a word. He was listening. Amen. I want to tell you something tonight. You might as well forget about arguing with God. You ever tried that? Amen. We all have. Throw up your hand, just confess it, praise God, and get help. Amen. We've all argued with God. So God, you know what? You know this, and you know this ought to be that, but praise God. God knows, yeah, he knows exactly what it ought to be. Amen. But hey, praise God, you'll never get no good out of arguing with God. There's no arguing with God. Listen to what he says, David said, verse 39, verse 9, he said, I was dumb and opened not my mouth. He said, because thou did it. Amen. He said, Lord, I know what was going on, praise God. I know it was God. He said, I just kept quiet. He said, there wasn't no reason to say anything because, praise God, there wasn't nothing to say. Hello? He said, well, preacher, there's always something. You know, there's a whole lot of crazy people that's going to say, I've heard them say, well, you know what? When I get to heaven, I'm going to stand up, but when I get to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to let him know about this, and I'm going to tell him about that. I'm going to say, you won't do no such thing. You'll stand there and you'll bow before him humbly as you know how, praise God, in the presence of a holy and a righteous God, and you'll be quiet. You'll be as silent as David was. Amen. You won't have nothing to say because he already knows it all. He's nothing that you think or know, praise God. He don't already know. Amen. Praise the Lord. We see it, praise God. There's no arguing with God. Remember in Leviticus chapter 10, I was reading this the other day. I got to think about Leviticus chapter 10. You remember the Bible says that Nadab and Abihu, Aaron's sons, they went in and they offered up strange fire on the altar of incense. You remember that? Let me just read that to you because it's good. I got to thinking about this the other day. Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1 through 3, said this. He said, now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. But now listen to what it says. You know, Aaron could have stepped up and he could have complained and said, well, wait a minute, Lord, what are you doing? Do you see what you just did to my boys? He was just trying to do what they thought was right. See, that's what's happening in the world today. There's a whole lot of people trying to do what they think is right instead of listening to what God says is true. Amen. Verse number 3 says, then Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. Amen. He said there was no weeping, there was no mourning, there was no crying. My mother said, don't, hey, praise God. He said, just be quiet. He said, because God has did this, because they brought strange fire before God. They come in a way they wasn't supposed to come. Praise God and God Almighty. Listen, they come, praise the Lord, before God. And if you'll read on a little ways further, it said, when you come into the portals of glory, when you come in before the presence of God, he said, you don't come as a wine dibber and a drunkard, praise the Lord. Lord. He said, you come in with reverence and respect to God. Amen. I wonder why in the day and hour we live in church family, people come in popping their blow gum and making jokes and cutting up. They don't have no respect, no reverence for God, and wonder why God ain't blessing. Amen. There's a disturbing silence in the land today. God's not moving upon people's hearts like He used to. Amen. But the Bible says David was expecting. He was respecting God's will. Praise God. He had accepted God's will for his life in meekness and humility. Amen. When we realize what God, who God is and what God wants to do, we realize how He's able to minister to us and to help us. You see, how did David do? Notice he was praying. Amen. He was praying that God would forgive him. If we're ever going to get back in touch with God, if we're going to have anything from the Lord, if we're ever going to break that silence, praise God, we're going to have to ask God. We're going to have to pray and ask His forgiveness. We're going to have to communicate with Him. We're going to have a new line, praise God, established. That old line, praise God, is decayed. It's fell away. But we need to make and establish a new line under the portals of glory where we can talk to God again. Amen. Where we can talk to God. You know what? When we talk to God, sometimes we just need to stop and listen to what He has to say. Amen? Sometimes you can take it and just listen for God, and God will speak to your heart. When you come with meekness and humility, that's what David, he comes with meekness and humility before God. Amen? Just to listen to the Lord. Praise His name. He came and he asked God to forgive him, and he knew that God would give him help. Amen. Do you know God can give you help tonight? Amen. If you're going to get help in this world, it's going to come from God. Our people can't help you. I mean, we do our best to help each other. But your people can't help you the kind of help that you need. Our help has to come from God. Amen. So David began to pray and he began to ask God for help. And what does God do? God answers in mercy. Amen. We deserve judgment. Well, I mean, chastening comes. We deserve judgment. Praise God. But God, we pray and we ask God and we ask forgiveness. We ask God just love us and help us. We know we need help. And God answers in mercy. Amen. Or to beat us down like dogs. But praise God, He answers in mercy. Amen. We see David, he was silent. He's waiting on God. The wicked come along and they're talking about him and wondering. I guess they was wondering like they did old Job said, well, it's probably something you did. It's probably something another, and you deserve everything you're getting. And he just kept his mouth shut. He did. Hey, listen, they said, you know what? You might as well just forget about all this. He said, why don't you just come on out of here? You'll get to feeling better if you'll come and go run with us a while. We'll get you out of here. We'll get you some fresh air. We'll get you some fresh things in your life. Amen. We'll get you going a different direction and joy and peace will come back to your heart and everything will be all right. But David just listened. He didn't say a word and he realized, praise God, he said, Lord, I need some help. I've kept my mouth shut. I've been silent before the wicked. I haven't done anything to profane your name. God, I'm just waiting on you, but I need to hear from heaven. Amen. I like it when I hear from heaven, don't you? Praise God, it's a wonderful thing to hear from heaven. I mean, the wicked men come to him in his sickness, but he kept his silence. Hey, there was no, hey, listen, he did, hey, wasn't, there wasn't no murmuring and complaining on his lips. Amen. Some people just like to murmur and complain. Amen. Do you ever know anybody like that? Some people just like to murmur and complain. They murmur about everything, complain about everything. Amen. Sometimes it's better just to be quiet. Hey, because when we begin to murmur and complain, begin to do things, what we do is we start beginning to give the ammo to the enemy. Amen? I don't want to give the enemy any ammo. Do you? Hey, look at Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 6. Matthew 7, verse 6. Listen to this. He said, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, and neither cast you your pearls before the swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Amen. He said, hey, listen, there's no use casting your pearls before the swine. There's no use taking your godliness and your goodliness and casting it before the swine. He said, they're just going to trample it. He said, then they're going to turn around and rend you. He said, sometimes it's better just to keep quiet. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just wait on the Lord. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Sometimes you just have to stop and sit and wait on the Lord. Amen. And then God will begin to speak and He'll begin to give us the direction that He wants us to go. So David just sat quietly. He was silent. God was silent. David is silent. Praise God. And then David finally begins to speak. Amen. And he reminded himself and those that are around him how frail men were. Amen. How frail men were. Look at verse 5. He said, behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Every man at his best state is altogether vanity. So, like, can you imagine David says this? And the old wicked's around him, they've been talking him up, trying to encourage him. He ain't said a thing, and all of a sudden David finally opens his mouth after going for a long time, never said nothing, and he opens his mouth and said, hey, my days are as a handbreadth, and my age is nothing before thee. And they looked around, and they found out David wasn't talking to them, he was talking to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. And he says, Salah, what do you think about that? Amen. He puts it out there. So what do you think about that? He knew what God thought about it. Because God knows truth, absolutely. Amen. Praise God. Man's frail. The best he is. And his life is short. That's why, Brother Rob, we ought to make the best of our life. We ought to use every day for the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. Use every day to try to lift up His name, to magnify Him, to give Him praise and honor and glory in our hearts and our minds, with our voices, to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ everywhere we go. Amen. Praise His name. Ain't that what the Bible says to do? In the book of James chapter 4 and verse 14, He tells us how fleeting our life is. He said, wherefore, as you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. It's gone. You know, as we get, I guess all us here are adults now. Amen. Most of us are adults now. And we remember time in our youth that we thought we was going to live forever. Amen. Remember time when you was a teenager, fresh out of high school even, and you thought, man, these 30, 40-year-olds, they old people. And then you went to bed one night and woke up next day and you were one. Amen. Praise the Lord. It just flies by. You wake up one day and you're pushing on 60 or 70 or 80. Amen. And you just give God praise and glory. Because we realize that every day we're just getting a little closer to heaven. Amen. Getting a little closer to being with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we gather up all that we can and say, come on, go with me. We're going home. Praise the Lord. We're going to go see Jesus. We're going to go see that place prepared. I want to see it, don't you? Amen. Praise God. Come go with me, the glory of God. Disturbing silence is in the land. We're not encouraging people. David was encouraging people. He said, men are just strangers and sojourners, verse 12. Passing through. Said, I'm a stranger with thee and a sojourner as all my fathers were. They said, Lord, hear my prayer. Oh, Lord, and give ear unto my cry. And he said, hold, now watch this. He said, hold not thy peace at my tears. David was weeping and a crying. Well, you said, preacher, he was sad. No, he was rejoicing because he knew God was his help. And he knew no matter what happened, everything was going to be all right. Like that song, I'm a winner either way. Pray God, whether I go or whether I stay, I'm a winner either way. Praise God. If you can say that tonight, glory, hallelujah, just jump and shout and praise the Lord, because it don't matter what happens tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. Everything's going to be okay. Disturbing silence is broken. They begin to praise God. He began to give God joy for the journey. Amen. He said, you know what? That journey that we're making, it's not really too long. I thought it was a long trek over to glory land, but really it's not that far. It's just right over there. Amen. Just right over there. Man, you can almost see the light of the city if you look real hard. Amen. I know I'm goofy. See, somebody say amen. I got one amen back there, I believe. Amen. But have you ever sat out at night and just looked up through the stars? I mean, looked through the stars into the solar system and just wonder, you know, if one of them little white spots out there was the portals of glory. I mean, where you could just see right into heaven. You know it's out there. God told us it was. Amen. And the celestial city, praise God, had a way beyond our ozone, way beyond the starry skies. There's a city of God. Amen. A city whose builder and maker is God. One day we'll see it. It's just right over yonder. Amen. But the silence was broken. Amen. But you know what? Sometimes we get in this world and we get to thinking about having things. You know, those people running to and fro trying to have things. And we start trying to gender and attain to riches in this world. Amen. Getting a hold of stuff. And stuff that you can't, by the way, you can't take with you when you go. You're going to leave it here for somebody else. You don't know who. You say, well, yeah, preacher, I'm going to leave for my kids. Your kids don't care nothing about that. They'll sell it and they buy them something pretty. Amen. You say, preacher, you're busting my bubble. I'm just telling you the truth. I see it all the time. Amen. But we look and search and we try to have, but praise God, what about the things that we have from the Lord? What about that? What about that word, good word of God that we need to have to encourage us along the way? You know, sometimes silence is louder than words. You ever go a little while, praise God, without hearing from God? And boy, that silence can almost be deafening. A whole lot louder than words. Amen? But when we know when to speak, and we know when to be silent. He said there was a disturbing silence in David's life. And during that silence, he knew when to be quiet and just wait upon the Lord. And then he knew when to speak. And he spoke. And he spoke from his heart. And he talked to God from his heart. And he said, Lord, I need help. Amen. He said, I'm an old sinner. And I need help. Lord, would you forgive me? And Lord, would you send me some help? Know what God did? God forgave him. And God sent him some help. He recovered him. Got him better. Got him feeling better. Got him praising God. Giving glory. And David says yes. He said, oh, spare me, verse 13, that I may recover strength before I go hence. And be no more. You know what David was saying? Same thing the church ought to be saying today. Lord, don't let us die in despair. Don't let us die in silence and lack of hearing from God. Let us die, Lord, with glory in our soul and joy on our lips, praises on our lips, magnifying, giving God glory for what He's doing for us. Amen. The promise that He's made and the place He's taking us to, God's prepared a place for us. And one day in a little while, He's coming to get us. Amen.